Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 44 of A Wild Podcast Has Appeared, the official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com.
Interesting terminology.
I am one of your hosts, Jim Viscardi, and I am joined by Megan Peters and Christian Hoffer. We're back.
Hello.
We're not yet in quarantine.
Backstreet's back. All right.
We went two very different directions there, Jim.
Yeah.
You went 90s boy bands and I went coronavirus.
So. I think that speaks to the fundamental dynamic of our podcast.
I mean, you're not wrong.
If you are new to this show and are a giant Pokemon fan, even if you're a moderate Pokemon fan, this is the show for you. If you're a moderate fan, this is going to make you an even bigger fan. If you're already a huge Pokemon fan, this is going to turn you into a Pokemon fanatic.
And if you're not a fan at all, you'll still learn some stuff about life.
Sure. Yes. That's very true. Sure. There are a lot of life lessons here. Very true.
Yes.
Such as something for everyone. Gibraltar.
Man, listening to last week's podcast, if y'all have not listened to it, please just go back. Even if you only listened to like the last 20 minutes, it was absolutely hilarious. I listened to it with my boyfriend and like we were legitimately like wheezing and laughing.
I was just in the car and I was just reliving that moment and it was
so
perfect.
Terrifying side note about that. So when I was recording that, my wife had actually gotten home and she was in the next room. And so when I get out, she immediately confronts me and she's like, "Really, Christian? Gilbertrar?" I was like, "I know, it was a script." She's like, "You are aware that your office is painted in Gibraltar gray." I was like, "Oh God, I'm never living this down."
Literally never. Literally never.
Anyway, we cover all of the Pokemon things. Pokemon Go, the console games, the trading card games. We cover the anime, the manga. We cover the Pokemon stuff. You name it, we're covering it here on this show. It's broken up into three parts. We do headlines in the first half. We do a deep dive in the second. And then at the very end, fan favorite segment of the week, Pokemon Fact. Make you a better, smarter Pokemon fan. Ready to get into it?
Yeah.
Always.
I don't want to spend too much time on this because we spent more than enough time on it last week, but more Pokemon events have been canceled due to the fears of the coronavirus. The European International Championship is canceled, and the Safari Zone in St. Louis is canceled. And then on a larger gaming note, E3 has also been canceled.
Yeah.
There's a lot of conspiracy theories on the E3 front that it was going to be canceled anyway because it's a terrible show, but... You know.
Wasn't like Xbox the only people that are showing up this year?
Yeah,
anyway,
so they had pulled out of it. So
Nintendo was done.
An excuse, and they're out. So
yeah,
there you go. As you can see, coronavirus canceling Pokemon events.
Still. The St. Louis thing was pretty surprising. I'll be honest. Now I'll make a note. It is delayed, so it's not technically canceled. And if while they're offering refunds, if you keep your ticket to the event, you can still get the benefits of as if you were going to the Safari Zone event. So they're basically going to like set it up. So anyone who has a ticket tied to their account, the Pokemon that we're going to spawn will now just spawn in your neighborhood.
Oh, that is a very good thing. I did not know that.
What if you were traveling to the event?
So it's, you know, going to just be tied. I mean, they can't refund plane tickets or anything like that.
No. But I mean, like, is it geo? Like, do you have to be?
No, it's not geo locked.
Okay.
So, like, you know, me in Columbus, Ohio, if I were planning on going to St. Louis for this event, I can now get all the Pokemon that I was going to get here in Columbus, Ohio.
But tickets are already sold out, so don't bother trying to get tickets.
Yeah. Tickets are still available for the Philadelphia Safari Zone, which has not yet been canceled.
Oh, but it does.
When is it? Yeah, we can kind of guess.
I think it's like May or June.
Oh, it's getting canceled.
Come on, don't say that. I got conventions I'm planning on going to in June.
Same, dude.
Yeah, I know.
So one of the things that we meant to talk about last week but did not talk about this week, or we meant to talk about it last week, we didn't. And so we're going to talk about it this week, is Google, for leading up to Pokemon Day, had a poll. It says, pick the top Pokemon ever. Yeah. And they put out a top 10 list. Christian, do you have it handy?
I'll basically tell you this.
While you pull it up,
I will explain.
I will explain what the this list is comprised of. A lot of surprises, actually, I will say.
This was because... Go ahead. Yeah, go.
The top couple were not really surprises. But there were way more surprises, I would say, from 4 to 10 than I think... anticipated.
So let's keep this in mind. The voting system was flawed. So they divided it. You could vote for one Pokemon per generation. Yes. Now, everyone's favorite Pokemon, the majority, let's just be real here, comes in those first 150. Lot of, like, fierce competition in that. Mm-hmm. And then there were other generations, like, barely any competition, which leads us to our top Pokemon of the year, Greninja. Greninja, great Pokemon, no competition whatsoever in
Gen 6. And you just went
6.
Straight to number one, didn't even, like, start from 10.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry, I didn't Jim Viscardi this.
Why don't I mean, why bother listening at this point? They already know, might as well just move on.
Let me tease it out, we're going to blind this for social media. Number 10 was Gengar.
Which I was I was very happy about because I love Gengar.
Yeah, that number 9 was Gardevoir.
That one surprised me.
Like Gardevoir. Have you?
But
go
do
ahead.
You love Gardevoir enough to put her in a top 10 list?
Yes.
Hey, Jim, go ahead and type out Gardevoir fan art on Google.
True.
Don't.
I do know there
don't
is.
Do that.
I know there's quite a bit, but, like, come on, Pokemon fans, we can be better.
Number 8 was Rayquaza. Not yes. really a surprise there.
Surprising at how low he was.
I'm surprised.
I thought he was going to break the top 5.
He was the only legendary Pokemon to make the top 10 list.
Because he's the coolest.
He is the coolest.
Space Rayquaza. That yes. one surprised me, I'll admit.
Well, again, it's because not a ton of competition in that Gen 4. Number 6 is Sylveon.
Yes. Get him in there.
Again, it's because, you know, the only two Pokemon in Gen 6 that anyone ever remembers are Greninja and Sylveon. Number 5 is Umbreon, that's the Gen 2. 4 is Charizard, 3 is Mimikyu, 2 is Lucario, and 1 is Greninja.
I'll be honest, I was surprised Lucario did rank so highly. Yeah, I was also surprised that none of, like, I know Charizard obviously made it because it's Pokemon, and even if it hadn't made the top 10, Pokemon would have put it in the top 10. Just say, so, here it is. I'm just surprised, like, other starters weren't really on the list. Were they available to vote for?
Yeah, they were available to vote for. So, in terms of our favorite Pokemon, Bulbasaur came in 13th place overall.
Not bad.
Vaporeon was in, like, I think the top 30.
Yeah, it was, 27 or something.
Yeah, and Geodude wasn't even mentioned. Like, didn't place. Neither did Graveler. Neither did Golem. Pretty sure it, you know, probably received negative votes.
Wow.
That's
upsetting. Nice. I'm sorry, Jim. That's rip.
Anyway, that's the top 10 list. If you voted and your Pokemon didn't make the list, why don't you let us know who you voted for? And
you can commiserate with Jim.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yep. Look, Gengar made the top 10. I'm totally okay with that.
Jim, you can't have like 50 billion favorites.
I have two favorites.
You can have as many favorites as you want.
Gengar and Geodude are my two favorites.
We used to have a coworker at comicbook.com who, like, had like 15 favorite sports teams in every league. So when it came to playoff time, he always had one of his many, many, many favorites, like, in like the Super Bowl. It's like, oh yeah, I'm a huge, like, Pittsburgh Steeler and / New England Patriots / like half the league. It was the dumbest thing. That is you with your favorite Pokemon.
No,
you cannot claim
I have
Gengar
two favorite Pokemon that is very
around.
Clearly, if you listen to any episodes of this show, Geodude is obviously my number one. I love my Geodude. Gengar is my number two.
Where does Kingler rank?
Kingler is in the top 5, probably 5.
Gotcha.
I do love Kingler, but Kingler's probably 5.
Yeah, I agree. You can have multiple favorites because, like, Vaporeon's my number one, but my second place is tied between the rest of the evolutions. Number one is Vaporeon, and two is the rest of them. And then we get to third place. So,
all right. Well, moving on. The Zarude news and rollout continues as we get closer and closer to Kokoh. The Pokemon Company announced that we are getting a shiny Celebi as well.
I'm actually excited. It's pretty cute.
As that's Zarude awesome. Distribution. Christian, why don't you tell us a bit more about that?
So right now it's only been announced in Japan. So if you pre-order your ticket in Japan, you will get shiny Celebi starting on, I believe, April 15th. And then Zarude on June 15th. Now, everyone else will eventually get those two Pokemon. Shiny Celebi has never been distributed before. In fact, it wasn't even available until like 2 years ago when Pokemon Crystal came out for the Virtual Console. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's a Pokemon that literally next to no one has. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty awesome. But the other big thing that kind of comes out of this is with Zarude, that means it is very, very likely that we will get our Isle of Armor DLC before June 15th. Because Zarude's not currently in Pokemon Sword and Shield, and it makes a lot of sense that they'll just release the next update for the DLC content and stick Zarude in there. So everyone can look forward to that.
I'm so ready. I've got it pre-purchased. I'm ready to go. I'm just waiting.
Me too.
Just waiting.
So, but does that mean you're going to be able to, I guess, also catch Zarude in the game?
No, probably not. I mean, it's a mythical Pokemon, so those are, like, never available to actually catch in game.
Yeah.
I mean, what? I think, like, in the history of mythical Pokemon, we've had two that you've actually been able to, like, truly catch.
Yeah.
You know, so probably it'll be just given via mystery gift. We'll see. Who knows? Maybe they'll change things up. I mean, people have been clamoring for, like, actual events around, like, mythical Pokemon for a while. I mean, they used to do it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but it hasn't been that way for a while. But yeah, it won't be, like, readily available in-game. Let me put it that way.
Fair enough.
Gotcha.
Also on the Sword and Shield front, the Orbeetle, like, the last Gigantamax event is over. There was a lot of Pokemon in that event.
There were so many.
There was a ton of them.
There were so many. I would forget the list, and then I would run to another raid, and I'd be like, where did you come from?
I will say, I got to give a shout out to a fan of ours who listened to the show, heard my... Actually, there were a few that reached out, but this fan got to me first, was it not only able to give me a Gigantamax Kingler, but a shiny Kingler.
Yeah.
Dang.
Which was super cool. Super cool. Dude's a huge fan of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And... you know, and it's like the way he described how he loved this show, like I got a little emotional about, like, not being glib about it. It was just, I love doing this show to you guys. I think it's great. It's a highlight of my week. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. But to know that, what I feel about the show is also felt that way to our listeners is great. Mm-hmm. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's just nice to know that someone actually listens to our show.
I've had a couple people.
That we just don't put this out into the void.
Yeah. I've had a couple people like DM me and they're like, do you want to trade? And I'm like, let's go. And it's usually at midnight or 2 a.m. And I feel like it's like an illicit, like a legal thing where I'm like, are you on? What's the link code? It's like the most, like the DMs are so short. But then like, inevitably, I've gotten like several evolutions. I finally was gotten a Vaporeon the other day from a fan of ours, but I always end up like, if I know I have a trade, I will like grind beforehand and I'll trade them like a level 60 Pokemon. And then they message me on Twitter and they're like, what? And I'm like, there you go. So trade with
meanwhile,
me, man.
Meanwhile, when people contact me on Twitter, it's like, hey, you forgot Shaman. You know?
So those raids are all over, and now we will finally get a better spawn rate for if you're a Sword player, Machamp, and if you're a Shield player, Gengar.
Yeah.
Yes and no.
Both of those Pokemon are actually available in both games.
Right.
However, the 5-star Machamp is only available in Sword, and the 5-star Gengar is only available in Shield.
I mean, why else would you want anything but a 5-star?
To have it in your collection. You can always hyper train the things.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, but I mean.
Jim likes to make things harder on himself. So.
Yeah.
life stories.
This is like the start ahead. This is good. I don't have either of them, so I'm hoping to get both this time around. So
I have Gengar, but I do want a 5-star Gengar. So see? I understand. See?
As soon as I finish up Mystery Dungeon or get to a point where I can actually write the review, I'm hopping in and I am getting those raids done.
I haven't got Mystery Dungeon yet because I'm saving up for Animal Crossing, but like I don't say anything, don't spoil anything. It looks so cute, I can't even handle it.
It is very cute. I will say that. We'll do a review next week because I'm still like in the thick of things. So
On the gear front, Funko's latest of the Eevee line is for Vaporeon, and it is adorable.
I just need everyone to like quiet for a moment. This is my time. Funko, if Megan, you're listening to me,
tell us how you feel about this.
Funko, if you're listening to me, for those who don't know, I'm currently in the process of purchasing a house, so I do not have any additional money to spend on anything. Please send me this figure. I want it so much. I've literally been telling everyone I know, if you want to get me a housewarming gift, give me this paper.
You are going to end up with like 50 of these things.
I don't think that's happening so far. I've not gotten any. Please, Funko, please. Or else I'm going to have to like sell some stuff just in my house, unpack some stuff and unload it. So, do you want this little t-shirt? Yes. I need this Vaporeon statue. It's so cute.
So as always, these are available at via the Pokemon Center. And it's the only way to get them. And they generally go very quick.
I know, that's why I'm panicking.
And these shouldn't be confused for the normal like square headed Funko figures with the soulless eyes and the laugh of expression or anything like that. These are real like quality figures that look really freaking awesome. These are the sort of figures that I would buy, not like, you know, like dead-eyed chibi.
They are not pops. These are actual.
Oh like, yeah, that's what they're
mini,
figures.
Mini.
Yeah, it's like Vaporeon in like a summer little scene by like some water and stuff. It's super cute. And also, side note, going to go ahead and plug this to Build-A-Bear. When you come out with Vaporeon, I'm expecting to get one. Or Jim, I know you got those Build-A-Bear hookups.
I know. I will say I reached out. I already reached out to them, and the next one coming out, I guess, is Jolteon. So that one's. And then Vaporeon. We missed out on Flareon.
That's why.
Oh my god!
As long as it's Vaporeon,
this thing is only $14.99.
Yeah,
that's super affordable.
That's why they go so fast.
It's because super affordable.
Super affordable. Jeez. It's a great looking piece.
Yeah, it's nice and small. It's not like huge. Like you can put it just about anywhere you want. Well made.
All right, Megan, we get it.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows.
Funko has not sponsored this, but if they would like to.
If you would like to, please DM me.
Editor at comicbook.com. We'll work something out.
I mean, I just went and bought one because it's so cheap.
They're available now?
Yeah. That's literally the story. Is available now.
I thought they were coming out.
No, they came out.
Oh, okay. All right, great. Well, they're available now.
Because I almost broke yesterday and bought one.
Finally, last headline, the Pokemon Go Battle League is back.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So this is season one. So it launches on Friday. We will have an interview coming out about this. I actually got a chance to talk with some of the developers behind this earlier this week.
Whoa.
So this is the official season one of the Go Battle League with some boosted rewards. So I'll be honest, I was not a fan of like this entire Go Battle League. I was not a huge fan of PvP at the start. I didn't like the Rocket League stuff and all that stuff. I have really gotten into Go Battle League since they announced that you can get legendaries as rewards. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm never going to have to bother with the raid again. No social interaction for me.
I mean, same here. I can't like make fun of you because I'm in the same boat.
I mean, it's great. Like the second they announced that, I literally like pulled it out and like immediately started playing.
It's it's time. I mean, there's I can't really think of a better incentive that Niantic could do to like now, get people to do this.
And they have some other cool rewards. So not only, so when season one starts, if you make rank 10, you will get a Pikachu Libre encounter.
Yes.
Also, at certain ranks, you'll also get a guaranteed Metagross encounter, and you'll get new avatar poses and items based on Steven Stone from Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire.
Beautiful.
Nice.
Beautiful. Which,
that's pretty freaking cool. Plus, you get some a chance of encountering legendaries. And it's fun. Like, I encourage everyone to give it a shot. I have, like, an amazing Great League team, which I can conquer everybody, and then I suck at everything else.
I always enjoyed the PvP battle, so I was definitely excited to try out Season 1. I mean, I know I'm going to get wrecked, like,
yeah, sure,
immediately, but, like, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break, but when we get back, we are going to talk all about the super strong Pokemon that, surprise, Ash has added to his roster.
Mm.
When we get back.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All right. This has been a very good week.
Yes.
For Gengar fans.
Gengar fans are...
A lot of Gengar. Well, a lot of Gengar in this episode.
I mean, all Gengar, but also sad Gengar.
Yeah.
I mean, that's true. It's a 2-for-1 punch.
So, in the latest episode of the Pokemon anime...
Yes.
Ash catches a Gengar.
I haven't, guys.
In, yeah, like... So, yay. Good for Ash.
Yes.
But good Lord, who wants to walk through the Gengar backstory?
I'll take that bullet for everyone.
It's not terrifying.
I mean,
and horrible.
I mean, I'll walk through it just so everyone knows. I'll take this bullet for them.
Okay, so but hold on, because what I do want to do is, so the last time we've seen a Gengar was in Sun and Moon, and the episode that was about, like, Gengar has always kind of, I mean, obviously it's a ghost, right? So it's got to have some a fairly tragic backstory.
Right.
But the Gengar in this, in Sun and Moon, was a bit more mischievous, which is obviously a big Gengar property, but was more of a, like, a forest urban legend spirit kind of thing than what we get here.
Yeah, what you get here is almost like straight up Poltergeist Gengar. Like, he's trying to fundamentally ruin your life almost in this. So basically, for those who have kept up with the new Pokemon anime that came out last year, it's the one we've talked about a lot.
Which you still can't find in the United States, by the way.
Yeah, no, we still don't know where that's going to be. Disney XD, cough, cough, cough. But basically...
Did you just email someone at Disney XD yet?
I'm pretty sure I did send out comment. I think I did reach out. Oh, did you?
And they said no comment?
Okay. I don't think I've heard back.
we should probably ask the Pokemon company. Anyways,
side tangent.
We'll find out for you.
But, so for those who have kept up with just like the synopses of what's happened, basically a Gengar showed up in Sakuragai Laboratories, which is kind of like the new laboratory area, which Ash and his new partner go to. It's wreaking havoc everywhere. So one of the side characters, Koharu, gets rid of the Pokemon using Yamper. And we're like, okay, everything's done. False story. It came back this week. And basically the situation Ash runs into is that this Gengar is haunting him. It's cursed him. So this Gengar is literally trying to make Ash's life miserable. It's coming out of floors, walls. It's turning invisible. It's messing with Pikachu. It like flung Pikachu. And Pikachu was like, excuse me, how dare you? But you kind of understand what happens when you learn about Gengar's backstory, that it once had a trainer that it really, really loved. And the trainer just couldn't deal with Gengar, wasn't willing to deal with its attitude. And it took it to Sakuragai Laboratories and was like, hey, just stay here for a little bit. I got to go run an errand. And Gengar is so happy because he has a trainer and he's like, I'll wait for you. And then it's like a week later and he's still standing in the exact same spot the trainer left him, still smiling like he's hopeful he's gonna come back. And then he goes and sits down and he just sits there forever.
I haven't felt this bad for a Pokemon since Charmander.
Absolutely.
From the very beginning, like, holy moly, like, it was just like,
it hurt. It was bad. And for those, I wrote an article about this, so if you haven't read it, shame on you. But if you had, you'll know what I'm about to say. If you notice in the anime, when Ash is first encountering Gengar in this episode, in this laboratories, he's wearing a Charmander shirt.
Mm.
And so it's definitely a nice little callback to like when Ash rescued Charmander and like,
because I didn't read the story. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
But Jim. Well, hey, I just told you.
Sorry.
I told you. You owe me a click.
Read your own site, Jim.
I do. Do you know how many stories we publish a day?
A lot.
So many.
So many anime, so many Pokemon so between many. Hoffer and myself. But yeah, so he's wearing a Charmander shirt, which is a definite callback. Cool. But it ends happily. Gengar and Ash, you know, they have some back and forth with one another. And Ash just is like, you know what? I refuse to let this Gengar suffer anymore. Like, they become friends.
Bleeding heart Ash.
Yeah, and at the end, Ash is like standing in front of him like, can I catch you? And Gengar's just like looking at him and is like, yeah. So they wind up catching Gengar. So now Ash's team is stacked.
Ash's team is basically is becoming, you know, my Elite Four team.
Yes, it literally is.
From Pokemon Blue. I had a Dragonite. I had a Gengar. He's just like, he had a Charizard at some point. Like, it's basically.
Yeah.
He's going to end up with like a Charizard, a Rhydon, like Gengar, Dragonite, like Vaporeon.
He's got a Mr. Mime. Right? I mean, like, his father's on his team, basically. Mime's there. I mean, it's truly ridiculous how strong he is. But, like, it doesn't feel forced. Because, like, he's been doing this for 20 years now. He doesn't even have to battle these Pokemon anymore to, like, catch them. He just has to, like, there's this joke in the anime community that you have to talk no jutsu from Naruto. You just have to talk at something to defeat them. And that's basically what Ash is doing. He's just talking to these Pokemon and working with them. And they're like, you know what? I choose you, Ash. Like, I love it. It's crazy. I don't know where this show goes from here. Like, I don't know.
It's going to end with, like, Ash going, like, power mad and, like, you know, just, like, devastating the Pokemon world with his army of, like, high-level Pokemon.
I
do have some questions.
Okay, go ahead.
What is the difference between this Gengar and all of the Pokemon that Ash has left behind at other professors' labs, never to see him again?
Because, like, Ash had an actual, like, farewell with those Pokemons. And, like, he's left them with somebody he knows and somebody will take care of them and trust. This Gengar was left sitting on concrete steps for roughly 9 years.
He hasn't literally ghosted any of these Pokemon.
Yeah, literally.
It's like, it's okay. We had an official breakup, so it's far less devastating.
And, like, and if he let, like, for Butterfree or something like that, when he let it go because it was joining other Butterfree other family. Yeah, like, it always had a community to support him. Yeah. Gengar was literally ghosted.
I just wanted to bring this up, you know, just because, like, we still haven't seen any of Ash's, like, old Pokemon. Like, it's been years, like, 5 years since we saw Greninja.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like, you know, I mean... Ash,
you're just waiting for
that, like,
reunion, and Ash has all of his new Pokemon, and Greninja is like, "Oh, what? You didn't have room in your bag for my tiny Pokeball?" Oh,
it's great. Like, wait a second, we literally have a bond. I'm a unique Greninja. I go Super Saiyan for you, dang it.
You cannot break the Super Saiyan bond. Yeah, I mean, I felt like that was the biggest difference. Oh, my mic just swung. That was fun.
Whoa.
But, I mean, that's the biggest difference, I feel, because a lot of people were talking about it, but, like, also, Ash genuinely cared for his Pokemon.
Well, that's right, like, you know, Christian said that old trainer. He thinks that this whole thing's going to end with a power-hungry Ash. I think it's going to be the total opposite. Yeah. I think Ash is going to line up all of his Pokeballs, pop, you know, each one open and goes, all right, go. Just leave.
Yeah.
Just go do your own thing.
Yeah.
No, he's not going to do that. What's going to end up happening is, what will really happen is, Go will go power mad because he's got like 1,000 Pokemon so far. Never trained any of them. He's going to think he's going to be the best, and Ash is going to, like, give him a cold, hard dose of reality. It's like, oh, you caught like 50 billion Weedle? Hey, Dragonite, scorch him.
I feel like Hoffer's been watching too much Game of Thrones. Yeah. Or in his life has watched too much of Game of Thrones.
Anyway, another great episode of the anime. So if you are not checking this out, please, you know, definitely go seek it out.
Yeah. It's
a ton of fun.
It was so good. Gengar was so worth it.
All right, Chris, you want to give us the fact of the week?
Yeah, sure. So we're continuing our trek through the Pokedex, and today we come to Meowth, and it's kin. So, fun fact about the Galarian Meowth, while it might not look like a normal cat. It actually is based off of a real life animal. That is Norwegian forest cat.
Yes.
And if you're listening to it now, Google Norwegian forest cats, because these cats are the most badass cats on the planet.
They're the most, they're huge. I mean, yeah, they're huge.
They are so majestic. Thank you. I was literally about to say that.
I mean, they are like the royalty of cats. Like Jim's,
they are. They're like Maine Coons.
Oh, but they're like Maine Coons on steroids.
And I say this, I used to own a Maine Coon. And like, you know, I love that cat more than life itself. Mm-hmm. These cats are even crazier than Maine Coons.
As someone who currently has like a partial Maine Coon, I mean, I got it from the Humane Society, but it's like a Maine Coon mix. Yes, I do concur.
Yeah.
Like, they are huge. They're so smart. I have unfortunately never gotten to meet one, but in the process of me, when I was getting cats, I kept seeing like people talking about their Maine Coons or their Norwegian forest cats. And I was like, what is the forest cat? And I looked at it and I was like, I cannot take care of you. I wish I could.
It's dog size too.
I mean, it's like, it's massive. It's the size of a good sized toddler. Like,
wow.
Yeah, no, I'm very much on board with that. And it makes me love Berserker even more.
Berserker the Viking cat. And it makes sense because, you know, Berserker is a Viking, and, you know, where do Vikings come from? Norway and surrounding areas. That's all the, like, you know, history professors that, listen to this podcast are about to, like, tweet at me to yell at me, like, no, that's not where Vikings actually come from.
But is its beard fur or is it skin?
It's fur. That's 100% fur.
Yeah, it's
they,
fur.
They even reference the fact that the fur is like steel.
Yeah, okay. And not every Pokemon is Mr.
Well, because no, but it because when you look at it, it does. I mean, one, it doesn't really look like fur; it looks like a sack.
Take that back.
It does. It just looks like, you know, just extra skin hanging from its chin.
Not like the double chin from hell. It is just nicely combed fur.
Yeah, it's a Brillo pad. Made of steel. So the other interesting thing about, there's actually a ton of Meowth facts. It's like one of the Pokemon that a lot of like nuance was put into it. But the other weird thing is Alolan Persian is actually based off the British short hair cat, which is funny because, you know, now we're in the Galar region. So
if there was ever one.
It was ever meant to work.
You know, my thought is that clearly the next Pokemon game will probably be set in like Scandinavia because, you know, we have the Norwegian forest cat who's the Galar one. So we're just going to keep bouncing from region to region.
That's it.
And Meowth will be our you know,
Meowth
our
is
guy.
The indicator. Right.
Yeah.
it's all right.
Absolutely.
We know where we're going. When we were talking about, briefly talking about coronavirus and all that, I almost made a terrible joke that the next Pokemon game would be in Italy and what, never mind. I'm not even.
Aww. It would be really good. I feel like Venice would make such a good.
Oh my gosh, right? A spaghetti Pokemon would be great. A pizza Pokemon.
A wine Pokemon.
It's just all food Pokemon.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? Okay, there'd be a boot Pokemon because they always say Italy looks like a boot.
Or like, like ones that are just like, you know, based off of marble sculptures or.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there'd be just like Statue of David, but like.
Just a bunch of abs and
The David one is whatever the Italian region's Mr. Mime is.
Oh,
oh my god!
Yeah,
there would be a leaning tower of Pisa Pokemon.
Oh yes. My gosh!
Like, there's gonna be so many good ones they could do.
I love that we've basically just hit all of the Italian stereotypes. And
yeah, we did it, guys. We did it.
Or just like the Mr. Mime is just constantly doing the chef's kiss pose.
If anyone comes after this for our comments here, please send all your critiques to Jim Viscardi.
Yeah.
No, I mean, look, we say this because we love it. It's a region full of rich history.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, I went there when I studied abroad for like a week.
Pokemon.
It was great. I had like cow intestines. There could be a Pokemon based on that.
We have gone so far off topic at this point.
Wow. It's not even me this time, guys.
we might as well wrap this one up. So if you haven't, get on out there. Get your Machamps. Get your Gengars. Because, I mean, you'll probably have... okay. one last thing. These events, to me, go on a little bit too long.
This one only goes on until the end of, until March 25th. So you only have like 2 weeks. Oh, yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. Well, yeah, for two Pokemon, better. That makes sense. But like...
Yeah.
And also, they gotta stretch this out.
Well, that, I mean, sure. But I would... instead of putting, 12 of them in the last event, just go two at a time.
Right. Yeah, it was five. Because it's Orbeal, Hatterene, Grimmsnarl.
That's Colossal. Three.
Colossal, that's four.
Alcremie.
And that's five, yeah. So there's your five. No, those were separate events.
Well, the Alcremie one was a separate event, but it basically overlapped the...
Yeah, but no, it was Alcremie, Colossal. No, we've only had... They've been doing them in, like, sets of
No, the Magikarp three. One was, like, in...
That was... Magikarp was just Magikarp. Yeah.
Right, I know, but didn't it overlap?
I mean, yeah, they overlap, yeah. But that's what they keeps need people to stop overlapping. Back. Like... No, that's like a marketing, like, you know, that's so you keep coming back like every week because there's something new. And then there was, but then there was
the Mewtwo raids that you couldn't catch Mewtwo. Mm-hmm. So what the hell was the point? Anyway, if you like this show, why don't you let us know? Head on over. The best way to do that is heading on over to iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review. And if we read them on the air, you get a free comicbook.com t-shirt. Boom. Easy. The podcast that keeps on giving. Or you could just hit us up on Twitter. You can find me at Jim Viscardi.
I'm at Megan Peters CB.
And I am at Seehofer CBus.
He's way more enthusiastic on Twitter than he is on this show.
Sometimes.
I promise.
If you guys follow me on Twitter, you will see the most horrible Avengers joke of all time. Our colleague Brandon Davis was, like, you know, who makes all sorts of terrible Avengers jokes. Like,
yours
was
today
impressed.
was especially something else. All right. Yeah. Otherwise, you can find us every Thursday wherever podcasts can be found. Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartMedia, wherever. Wherever podcasts are, we're there. So subscribe, follow, and we will catch you next week. Talk to you later.